No one was injured when Richard Shoup began firing a rifle last night in the Westfield Garden State Plaza Mall in New Jersey. Witnesses say he said, "I'm not going to hurt anybody." He apparently killed himself, but not before hundreds of mall employees and shoppers barricaded themselves in stores. And according to CBS News senior correspondent John Miller, a former assistant FBI director, they were in a place prepared for crisis.
A long time ago, Westfield developed an active shooter program. They're an Israeli-owned company, and they're very focused on this. Part of their plan is a lockdown of the security command post so that they can follow the events using the video cameras and feed intelligence out. And this has been drilled into every security person's head, not to think about it, just do it.
An Israeli-owned company. The question is often asked, do the Israelis have something to teach Americans about security? Rafi Ron is the former head of the security for Ben-Gurion Airport in Tel Aviv. It's considered one of the world's most secure. He's now president of New Age Security Solutions. They specialize in transportation and aviation security. We've spoken with him before and had invited him today to talk about airport security in light of last week's shooting at LAX, but then came last night's mall incident. Rafi Ron is at the NPR studios in Washington, D.C., and Rafi to the mall. John Miller also said that when he went to Israel to study security, they said, in America, you check people when they leave malls. In Israel, we check them when they go in. Is that true? Do you screen people before going into malls in Israel?
Yes, it is. Actually, for quite a few years, over a decade, I believe, there's a law that requires public places like shopping malls to have guards at the entrance that check people on their way in. That seemed to have been a very successful measure because there were a few attempted attacks by suicide bombers against shopping malls in Israel. And in all of these cases, the bombers were unable to enter the shopping mall and ended up blowing themselves outside or abandoning their mission.
But you told PBS NewsHour in regards to the LAX shooting that you don't think the Israeli model when it comes to airports is exactly adequate for the American environment. Do you think that that model for malls is something that should be adopted here?
Well, I don't think that at this point in time we should jump into this extreme measure because keep in mind that that law in Israel actually requires every coffee shop and every little place that is open to keep a guard at the entrance. That's a very heavy burden, especially on small businesses. I'm not sure that at this point in time the level of threat in the U.S. justifies to go to that extreme. But at the same time, I do believe we need to increase the presence of the security in our malls and in our larger shopping facilities to the point where the quick response will minimize the level of damage such a shooter can carry out.
We'll talk about the quick response and talk about LAX. David Cox, a national president of the American Federation of Government Employees, they represent TSA officers, has proposed creating a new class of TSA officer, one that would be armed and have arrest powers. The TSA officers right now are not armed. Your thoughts?
I don't think it's a good idea. We already have a problem of too many agencies that don't talk to each other at the airport. Some of them are armed, and the level of communication and coordination between the different agencies is not something we should be proud about. There's one agency that is in charge for the physical security at the airport, and that is the police department. They should be trained for these scenarios, and they should be present in the critical locations.
Well, the head of the director of the airport is defending his decision to move some security guards away from the checkpoint area, but he said he didn't want to be predictable. And you know, the previous shooting at the airport in 2002 was at the El Al ticket desk when a shooter waited patiently for guards to just move away a little bit. You can't have guards on every square inch of property in a mall or an airport.
That is correct. And this is why you have to prioritize critical locations where you want the guards to be. The checkpoints are certainly one of them for two reasons. First of all, they lead into the more sensitive parts of the airport, including the departure gates and the aircrafts. And we really don't want an active shooter on that part of the airport. Secondly, if somebody intends harm for the flight and is going through the checkpoint and is being detected at the checkpoint, he may go into action. But it is true, we cannot protect the airport 100%. But again, we need to think very carefully as to how to prioritize the way we are using our resources.
Well, some would say the best security would be in determining why here in the U.S., individuals are walking into places and shooting. There's a variety of reasons. It could be a TSA agent. It could be an unknown, you know, in a school or a mall. It's something we don't understand. As opposed to, I know I'm putting this simply, but in Israel, at least there's a clear sense of who the enemy might be and why. And we talked in 2010 about airport security specifically, and you said we needed to start thinking in a more risk-based way, looking at a smaller population. Who is that population? How do you determine who the disgruntled, the mentally ill? How would you do that?
When it comes to the facility, the security of the facility itself, whether it is an airport or any other facility, there's one thing that you have left to look for, and that is those signals that are in the behavior of the person and the way he is moving about, what he's doing, what he carries with him, and so on. The attacker at the LAX, there are certain things that he had to do. First of all, he had to carry a duffel bag that can contain a rifle. Secondly, he had to pull that rifle out of that duffel bag before he started shooting. This gives us those few seconds to respond, but we need to be present there in order to detect it and respond to it. And right now, in most facilities in the U.S. and specifically in airports, we don't have enough law enforcement people. And those law enforcement people are not always at the right place. And thirdly, they are not always trained to identify suspicious behavior to the point that they can intervene and they hopefully prevent a major attack.
Rafi Ron, former head of security for Ben-Gurion Airport in Tel Aviv and now president of New Age Security Solutions. Rafi, thanks for speaking with us again.
Thank you for having me.
And again, his advice, don't arm TSA agents, but add more security to quickly respond to things like a duffel bag. Your thoughts, is it truly possible to guard against the lone shooter? Weigh in at hereandnow.org.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, offering a variety of insurance products, including auto, renters, boat, and motorcycle. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.